Okay, let's go on. Chayil Mishum Shem. Two dots. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Chayil Shom, Uloi Chayil Shem, 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 Omer Shem, 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 Niti of Yesi, but you be leashing me, Misham Shechus to Sukkah. That's the proof of Chayla. Chayla Misham Shechus. Let's read the whole Gemara till the end. Where it says, Rab Shorla Bacha Bado Le Migna Bikilso Besuka Mishim Boki. Rova Shorla Bacha Bado Le Migna Bar Mitalolto Mishim Shechus to Yakishto. Rova Tamei, Dom Rova Mitzar Kota Minasukh. We already had in the previous summer. Correct the Gemara. We are not done. Chayla Misham Shem Tum in Esukah. Chayla in Mistar Loi. Hoshab Shat. I'm saying Chayla is worse than a regular Mistar. Mistar is Machmas Tzina. Minor irritations. Chayla is bigger. Chayla is more. So for the fact that the Mishnah says a Chayla is Potter, it's Mash for the Mistar the Almanat. My answer is Ami Chayla who Misham Shem Tum. Mistar who Potter who Misham Shem Loi. Nechram, chayla by itself is not the biggest chiddush. Mistara would have been a bigger chiddush. And maybe that the Mishnah should have said Misham, the Mishnah should have said Mistara. But the Mishnah chose to talk about chayla, tell me the chiddush that the Misham Shem are also potter, and that you already don't have by Mistara. So let's go back to chayla Misham Shem. So Pashup Shad, why is the chayla potter and why the Misham Shem potter? So the chayla, the pashtus is, like it says in Mishnah Berurah from the Levush, the chayla is potter because he's a mitzvah. And the misham shem are potter because they're isik b'mitzvah. Chayla, that's the pashtus. That's certainly the point of departure. And what kind of chayla are we talking about who's mitzvah? It's not chayla sheish b'sakana. What's wrong with his being in the sukkah? What's the impediment of the chayla being in the sukkah? So that'll depend on the machlekes yishayim that we spoke about a lot about mitzvah. Is mitzvah only potter when it's machmas ha-sukkah? And you have to say it's a chayla whose condition will be aggravated by being in the sukkah. You hold like the marik, I want to say the rabban, the mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether it's mistar, machmas, or sukkah. You need a yeshiva ke ezrach raman. And even if the tzar is not from the sukkah, like from the mitzvah by Ovel, the rashi by Ovel, with the avelus, not the tzar, not from the avelus itself. Nonetheless, the gemara thought it's mistar. So then, we're talking about a chayla, even if the sukkah has nothing to do with his condition. The mice is a chayla, he's not a yeshiva ke zechrana, and he'll be potter regardless. And the Tat speaks this out. That what kind of chayla we're talking about depends on this issue, that the tzar has to be machmas the sukkah or not machmas the sukkah. But kaponim, that's the chayla of the pashtus, that the chayla is mistar, and misham shem are isik the mitzvah. In ra'ah, and to a certain extent in the Ritva also, but it's a little bit mashma not that way. Because the Ritva, the Ra'ah, sorry, the Ra'ah in the Mishnah of Chayla Misham Shev Ptur Min HaSukkah, so the Ra'ah says, Chayla Misham Shev Ptur Min HaSukkah, V'taymo Mishum Teishu Kein Tadu. It's that. Chayla is going above. The Lashon is mashma is going above. The Ritva also, again, also in the Mishnah, Chayla Misham Shev Ptur Min HaSukkah. The first the Ritva says Chayla means Chashbe, doesn't mean Chayla Shev Mesakali, quotes the Gemara, it means Afilu Chashbe Einoi. And then he says V'tayma Mishum Teishu Kein Tadur. Also Mashma, that is going on both. And the Ritva is not quite as Mukhlech, because since the Ritva already first digressed to define that a Chayla is Chashbe Einoi and not only a Chayla Shev Mesakana, so maybe when he says Taima, it's only going on that. Why is Chashbe Einoi Potter? Why is he potter? That's all Teishu came to do. He's not necessarily going on Misham Shem. But the Ra'ah doesn't have that digression about Chash Bein. He just says, Chayla Misham Shem Ptur Min HaSukkah, V'taymu Mishum Teishu came to do. So it's very much mashmo that this is a tam for both. And even the Ritva, that's the Yashas, especially the Ritva is the Talmud of the Ra'ah. But in the Ra'ah, I think it's even more mashmo that way. So, but how can we understand, that? What's the Svar? Veil the Chayla is Vistak. Or the Misham Shem, why are they mitzvah? Where's their problem with Teishu Kein Tadur? So it depends. If we'll say, like the Taisus in the Mordechai, let's say, that the Ptur of Mitzvah, Teishu Kein Tadur, is that since he wouldn't stay in his house if he was mitzar, so he doesn't have to stay in the sukkah if he's mitzar, machmas or sukkah either. So then, maybe we could say it like this. But let's say a mishamshi achaylo, somebody was mishamash achaylo in his house. And the chaylo has to leave because the house is drafty and it's bad for the chaylo. So the mishamshi would leave too because they have mishamash the chaylo. They say the same thing. So in the sukkah as well, they don't have to stay in the sukkah if they wouldn't stay in the house. They would leave the house because they mishamash the chaylo. So they could leave the sukkah because they mishamash the chaylo. Maybe. It's not so pashut this far. It's mainly if you look at it from a mitzvah point of view, Isaac the mitzvah, so I understand. They said the mishamish the chayil, it's a mitzvah. So Isaac the mitzvah, they have a right that allows them to keep doing this mitzvah. But if we're saying, no, it's nothing to do with Isaac the mitzvah, it's a din of mitzvah. So you would leave your house, if you were mishamish the chayil, you wouldn't stay home if the house was bad for the chayil, so now you also have a right to leave. So how far do you take that? What if I'm playing chess with somebody? And there would be and he's mistar in the house, so if he had to leave, I would leave too because I want to finish the chess game. So also, I'm allowed to leave the sukkah. Like, obviously, that's absurd. So why do you get some privileged status because you're mishamish achayu? Elam Akas is a mitzvah, so then you're ready in the territory. I think mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. You combine them. Well, nice. Anyway, we're talking the rich and the raw. The rich and the raw don't hold like the places from the they're in the Kezachran on the raw. The rich at least is in the Kezachran. So how do we understand that in the richest terms? The rich also tour with stars because it's yeshiva. You need a yeshiva Kezachran. So what's the seichel to say that the chumashamshi achayla are not Kezachran? They're not in pain. The chayla isn't pain. I was thinking, maybe the shot is that since the Mishamshei HaChayla, their yeshiva is tofel to the yeshiva of the Chayla. I mean, how are they in yeshiva in the house or in the sukkah, wherever they're in yeshiva, wherever they're living there as Mishamshei. That's the Tzuras HaYeshiva, that they're living there to be Mishamshei the Chayla. They're waiting on him hand and foot. So if his yeshiva is not Kezach Ranon, then Yemela, the yeshiva of his satellites is also not Kezach Ranon. Since their yeshiva is tofel to his, if his yeshiva is not a yeshiva tofel, is not a yeshiva shleima, is not a yeshiva Kezach Ranon, then their yeshiva is also deficient. Because their whole yeshiva is to be mishamashim. So if he's mitzvah, then they're all mitzvah. If his yeshiva is not a proper yeshiva, not a yeshiva kimoyim, not a yeshiva the way a normal person sits comfortably at home, it's a yeshiva of tzar. And then Mishamashim, so their yeshiva is also yeshiva of tzar. So I was thinking, a little bit, we're out on a limb. But I have a diuk in the Rambam. I think it's a very strong diuk. The Rambam writes like this, Perek Vav Halacha Beis. If you have the Mishpat HaShalom in the back of your Gemara, it should be there. Ram writes as follows: Chaylim u'mishamshayim p'tur min asukut. Loi chaylim shesh b'sakana el afilu chash b'roishay, afilu chash b'enof. It's star p'tur min asukut. Hu v'loi mishamshay. Beizu mishtar zeh she'eni yochel lishin b'sukut mei aruch, mei azuvim b'aparushim, v'chayetzi b'hem o mei areach. So Ram says that the chaylim is p'tur hu mishamshay. Chaylim u'mishamshayim. Mitzvah is potter, who below mishamshim. Where did Ram get this distinction from? From the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Chaylu mishamshim, mitzvah who below mishamshim." What was bothering me was the following: What do mishamshim mean? We're talking about mishamshim chaylu. What exactly are these mishamshim chaylu doing? So the Moshe, you learn like the Mishtabura, like the Levush, that mishamshim chaylu is the tourist of the Isaac mitzvah. What does Mishamshi HaChayla mean? It means that people are Mishamish the his nursemaids. He's a Chayla. He needs people to be Mishamish in B'Chayla. He needs aides. He needs nurses. Those are the Mishamshi HaChayla. The people are being metapel in his Chayla. I mean, maybe they're doing more than that. Maybe they're feeding him too, but they're feeding him because he's a chayla. So that's mishamshim. That's the definition of mishamshim. The people who are metapel in the chayla. How does a mitzvah have mishamshim? Rambam says a mitzvah is potter, but not as mishamshim. Who below mishamshim? What does it even mean, the mishamshim of a mitzvah? What do they mean mishamshim in? His tzar. His tzar is that he doesn't like the reich of the sukkah. That means nurses. Some other. So what does it even mean? Who blame Shamsha? So I'm just going to ask you, why am I blaming it on the Rambam? It's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chayla hu Mishamsha, Mishamsha, Mishar hu blame Mishamsha. The Gemara is not so fair. The Gemara could mean, the Gemara is explaining why the Mishnah said Chayla, should have said Mishar. So the Gemara said, no, the Mishnah said Chayla because it's a Chayla, you have that Chayla, you don't have Mishar. Because that Chayla is a Tur Mishamsha. By Mishar, you don't have that. So the Gemara could mean in Mistar doesn't have it. There's no such thing as Mishamshim with Mistar. It said the din of Chayla to tell me the Ptur Mishamshim by Mistar. There's nothing analogous to Mistar. Mistar doesn't have Mishamshim. That's what it means. Hu b'loi Mishamshim. Not that there's such a thing as Mishamshim Mistar. It means the Mishnah talked about Chayla to tell me the din of Mishamshim Chayla. It didn't talk about Mistar because there will be no din of Mishamshim Mistar. Because there's no such thing. And the Rambam is clear that way. The Rambam says no, there are actually people who are Mishamshim Mistar. And the din is chayil is potter who mishamshav, but a mitzvah is potter who below mishamshav. So mazel, who are the mishamshav and mitzvah? So I'll call chukh b'shavis. The mishamshav of a mitzvah doesn't mean the mishamshim to treat his tzar. Not mishamshim mitzvah means. Mishamshim mitzvah means he has mishamshim. He's a guy who has mishamshim. He's a rich guy, he has mishamshim. The old days, almost everybody had mishamshim. Like a gentleman had a gentleman's gentleman. So that's the Mishamshim Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so that says the Rambam, the Mitzvah himself is Potter. But his butler is Chayav. But if that's the case, then Mishamshim of a Chayla also doesn't mean that the Mishamish is Chayli. There is nurses to nurse him to health. Mishamshim Chayla means also his butler, his cook, his butler, his attendants, the people, his retinue of attendants. The same thing that it means by mitzvah. So why are they potter by a chayla? Where's the oisik b'mitzvah? Yeah, so yechaylanu lema, you could say, no, to be a groom for a mitzvah, to be a butler for the mitzvah is nothing. That's not oisik b'mitzvah. But to be the butler of a chayla is an oisik b'mitzvah, because the butler of a chayla probably does things that help. To help the chayla get dressed is also an oisik mitzvah. To help the butler to be a cook for a chayla is also an oisik mitzvah. Yeah, we could weasel out of this problem. But I think the yashus is not the way. The yashus is that if the Rambam talks about a category of mishamshei chayla and mishamshei mitzvah, then mishamshei chayla doesn't mean that people are oisik in the mitzvah of treating the chayla, because then we don't sustain it for mishamshei mitzvah. It must mean Mishamshi Mitzar and Mishamshi Chayla is the same thing as Mishamshi Mitzar. The attendants, the retinue of the Chayla are Potam and Asukah, and the retinue of a Mitzar are not Potam and Asukah. So why is the retinue of a Chayla Potam and Asukah? If they're not there to make him better, so with what do they become Potam and Asukah? The answer is, maybe, who are the Shedivana? That since his yeshiva is yeshiva of tzar, and there is mishamshim, so if his yeshiva is yeshiva of tzar, and their yeshiva is tofel to his, then all of their yeshiva becomes a yeshiva shel tzar. And also, with this, I understand why the Rambam needed to tell me that the mishamshim of a mistar are chayav. Never mind, before he asked, who even are they? A mistar doesn't have nurses, so who are they? So no, it doesn't mean his nurses. It means his butler and his groom. Okay, fine. But what's even the chiddush? The Rambam says a chiddush din. The mishamshim of a mitzvah are chayiv in sukkah. Why is that even a chiddush? Of course, the chayiv in sukkah. Why shouldn't they be chayiv in sukkah? Teretz says not so. Of course, the Rambam says it is a chiddush, because once we say that the mishamshim of a chayla potter, because since his yeshiva is a yeshiva shel tzar, so all of the yeshiva becomes a yeshiva shel tzar. So hayomokum loymar that the mishamshim of a regular mitzvah should also be potter in a sukkah. Because if for him it's hard to be in the sukkah, and they sit and they're mishamishim, so if he doesn't like the smell and his yeshiva in the sukkah, the yeshiva shel tzar, so maybe all of the yeshiva becomes a yeshiva shel tzar because they're his mishamishim.
So Kamash Malon says the Gemara Chiddush, no, it's not the same. Tzar v'chayle, that's a, like I've spoken in the past, it's a tzar gadol, it's an existential tzar. So when he's, so when the chayle is b'tzar, so that all of his butler and his groom and his valet, the tzar percolates to the whole, they're all b'tzar. When he's b'tzar, they're all b'tzar. His sisters and his cousins and his aunts, they're all b'tzar. Because he's b'tzar, he's a chayle, so they're all sitting b'tzar. So maybe the butler and the sukkah. But because this guy is sitting in the sukkah, he doesn't like the smell. So all of his retinue, they don't all of a sudden have a yeshiva shel tzar. That's a yeshiva shel tzar for him. The rest of his butler doesn't care that he doesn't like the smell. So they're not all sitting there b'tzar with who, you know, with mitkefil, with empathy for him. So that already is huva lo mishamsha. That tzar is a tzar of that a mitzar be'alma is a tzar of huva, not a tzar of the mishamsha. I think that's the mashmois here in the Ram. It's a different way to read the Gemara. The Gemara says Chol Lahu Mishamshu Mitzar Huva Lo Mishamshu. So hold on, look, now up. So love the Gemara. That's time that here you have Mishamshu, you're on Mishamshu. Here there's Oisik Mitzvah. Here obviously there's no Oisik Mitzvah. No, the Gemara is telling me it's Chiddush Din. Because really, in theory, they should all be potter. Maybe there's a Mokka, they should all be potter. It's the same idea. The Mishamshim of the Yoshe B'tzar also Yoshe B'tzar. Says anyone, no, it's true by a Chol Lahu Mishamshu Mitzar Huva Lo Mishamshu. Not true by a Mitzar Baal. That's what the Ram brings to Allah. That's why the Ram brings this to Allah. But otherwise, the Ram is Hakar Pella. The Gemara, you read from the Gemara to the Ram is a very big leap. The Gemara is just saying that obviously a Chayla has Mishamshim, and they're also potter. What's the Mitzar? It doesn't have Mishamshim. The Ram is telling him like a Chiddush Din. Chayla who Mishamshim Turim. Mitzar who Beloy Mishamshim. Kilo, we should be surprised. The Ram is telling me Chiddush Halacha. Doesn't make any sense. The way we're saying it makes Hakar sense. That's a Chiddush Din. There's a Mokum to think that a Mishamshim and Mitzar should be potter. Kamash Mulan, no. Ad kedei kach, we don't say.
Is it a tzar that's necessary for, because it's tzar not to be necessary, usually going to be greater than just a chash or a shur?
We have, you know, mitzar is sirchi de gagishto, boki, mosquitoes, bad smell from the ground. Rashi said, kham lo etzino, it's too hot, it's too cold. He doesn't like the heat, he doesn't like the cold. Those are the tzar, that's the kind of tzar that we're talking about. Tzar, it's not a tzar godel of a chayla. Tzar gadol of a chayla, even chash beinoi, but it's a tzar gadol. That's who mishamsh. By the way, even a chash beinoi, what does it say? Chash beinoi, afilu chash beinoi? Chash beinoi. Yeah, that's probably more than a michush ba'alma. A michush ba'alma, the way I'm learning, a michush ba'alma, I don't think would extend his mishamsh. He himself may be potter, like Gorach and Boki, but it should extend to the mishamsh. Okay, Akapanim, I think in the Ram Mishtak we do this Nikud. That the Ptur Mishamshim is not because they're Oisik B'mitzvah, but because it's not a, it's because it's, rather because it's a Yeshiva Shel Tzar. They partake in this Yeshiva Shel Tzar. That's why it's a Chiddush that Mishamshim and Tzar are not Potter Mitzvah. I would have thought they also partake of his Tzar. So see, no, here already, that's his Tzar alone, it doesn't include the Mishamshim. Okay, so that's one extreme of it. You know, if we take the Mishtavur as the middle ground, the Chayil is Potter as Mistar, the Mishamshim is Potter as Oisik B'mitzvah, here we have a Ritva, a Ra'ah, the Ram, I think, is Meduyev. They say, no, they're all Potter as Oisik B'mitzvah. None of them is Oisik B'mitzvah. The Ptur, across the board, is a Ptur of Mistar. There is an opposite extreme. Rav Elchanan, in Kodesh Yurim, Chayil is based him in Membo. It was a Tshuvas HaGa'inim. Tshuvas HaGa'inim says, this Tshuvas HaGa'inim, it says that a Chayilu Mishamshu a potter from davening. And they learn it up from this Gemara. So Rachonin says to Rachonin, obviously, this Tshuvas HaGa'inim is assuming that the reason why Mishamshi HaChayla are potter, that the reason why the Chayla is potter is not because of Mistar. Because Mistar has nothing to do with davening. There's no Mistar for davening. Apparently, this Tshuvas HaGa'inim learned that the Ptur of Chayla u'Mishamshi, not only Mishamshi, but the Chayla himself as well, is a Ptur of Isaac B'mitzvah. A Sig Mitzvah Shayach already to Davenito. So Rav Chanan speaks out. This part of Rav Chanan speaks out. What kind of Isaac mitzvah does the Chayil himself have? They have the other the Mishamshim, the Isaac mitzvah attending to the Chayil. It's going to be less chesed. What's the mitzvah of the Chayil himself? Excellent. They need a, you need a Chayil to be to have the Gemilas Chesed of a Chayil.
Take care of himself.
Take care of himself. Rav Chanan says, Hashem is Gufay. It's also a mitzvah. Rav Chanan used to say, so Chayil has one mitzvah to get better. So that's the mitzvah he's doing. He's Isaac in the mitzvah of getting better. Okay, it's a chiddush. I don't know if he's getting better, maybe he's getting worse. Okay, whatever, but he's trying to get better. So he's always taking the mitzvah of trying to get better. So well, I think this is part of the minutes. So maybe it's part of the davening too. So I had a few hours here. So let's see this guidance. Number one, what did the Goyim hold? We had a machlokes to show them Isaac mitzvah, potem, and a mitzvah. If it's only if it's Eifshel Kayim Shem, or even if it's Eifshel Kayim Shem. Machlokes Taisus and the Taisus, the Ritva, they say Isaac mitzvah is only potem when it's Eifshel Kayim Shem, when doing one mitzvah precludes doing the other. And the Ran holds, no, Isaac Melech Shemayim is exactly the cause of his potem, even though he could do both. What did the Gaidim hold? The Gaidim said that a chayil mishamshiv apotu min hasukkah because they're Isaac from mitzvah. Apotu from davening, they're apotu from sukkah because they're Isaac from mitzvah. So I thought it's mukuch that they hold like the Ran. That Isaac mitzvah is apotu even if it's efshir l'kayim shtey. And that two rides from two sides. Mitzad echod. Well, first of all, maybe you think about it first. Yad achro, maybe yad achro v'ke.
Some
of the not 24/7
options, as
Ed
said,
or
they walk away
from Simon to Tom. So you're saying that that's from the fact that so I'll tell you, so as far as the Mishamshir HaKhayil are concerned, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe he does meet the, and even if yes, so we anyway, I guess it delays them. You know, to the extent of the davening, they're attending to him that much less. So maybe that's enough to be called the Eshel Chaim Shem. Like we had already cases where, you know, the Tzei Krishma, how much does it take the Chosin away, but it takes him away for a little bit, so it's his, you know, to be Boki Badova. I mean, we had cases, the Eshel Chaim Shem, even if it's a little bit of delay, Kaiser Shlichu Mitzvah is going on the road. It's going to take him a little while to Shabbos Sukkah. How much is going to be delayed? Nonetheless, so maybe every little bit. But I think you are right in regard to the Chayil himself. The Chayil is saying that the Chayil himself is part because Isaac Mitzvah caught them in a mitzvah. So that of it is hard to understand. Just because he's Isaac the Mitzvah getting better, whatever that is exactly, that's his steer to daven. Let him get better and daven. Maybe he should daven to get better. But like, where's the Yeshul Chayim Shteim over here? Even if we'll grant that the chayla is busy with the mitzvah of getting better, so whatever it is, he's busy taking care of himself and not going outside and listening to what his attendants say and not fighting with his attendants and eating his chicken soup and whatever he's doing, so he can't daven too. But he'll lie in bed and daven.
Maybe that'll make him worse.
What?
The fact that he has to focus on davening will take away from the fact that he's getting better. We'll bring him back to being worse.
Being worse because he's thinking about davening, he's not thinking about getting better. Well, he has to think about getting better.
No, just being losik to getting better. Like instead of laying down in bed, just trying to get better, you have to get up.
Doesn't so then daven lying down. Instead, it's better than not davening at all. Like he's not davening at all. Let him daven in bed. What?
You can't.
So I mean, the kavana will shter is getting better. Having to focus on davening, daven the kavana, and that's going to drain him. And the mail is going to be that's a very big chiddush, and that the guy from here.
So that he can't do davening because he cannot come out of his mistar.
No, they'll do mistar by davening. Even if he's mistar, so what? Mistar is not up to by davening. Mistar is a special tour by sukkah. Kol him, it's just not up to. He needs the tour by Isaac b'mitzvah. So l'chora, that's an indication that he holds like the Ran. if they hold like this tshuvas are going to hold like the Ran, that Eisim Mitzvah is only potter if it's Eif Shilukayim Mishtei. I'm sorry, he's potter even though it is Eif Shilukayim Mishtei. He could have it, doesn't matter. He's Eisim Melech HaShemayim, he's busy getting better. That's called Eisim Melech HaShemayim, and he's potter. And I have another right for this, from a different angle. What's the case over here vis-a-vis Sukkah? The Agama, Chayil is potter min HaSukkah. So as we said, there's two possibilities. Could be that going to the sukkah is going to make him get worse, or it could be a case where going to the sukkah makes no difference. Which way did these guys learn? Is the case of the Gemara that going to the sukkah is going to make the chayla worse, or is the case in the Gemara that going to the sukkah does not affect the matzah of the chayla either way? So the chayla, if the case is that going to the sukkah is going to make him worse, then he's avadei is poter as mitzvah. Where do they see in this Gemara anything about Eisim HaMitzvah? Where do they see in this Gemara that this Gemara says, the Gemara saw in our Gemara that a Chayla is Potter in a Sukkah, oh, it must be a Chayla also is called an Eisim HaMitzvah. What's the right? Maybe a Chayla is Potter asking staff. Chayla, the answer is that they understood that the Mishnah path is a Chayla across the board, the Mishnah Namachal. Chayla is Potter in a Sukkah. That means he's a Potter in a Sukkah, even if the Sukkah is not detrimental. And they held that for mitzvah it has to be mitzvah machmas asukkah, like the Mordechai, like the places. So memela mitzvah here is not an option. So what remains? Eisik mitzvah. So from here they were mechay. So from here they were mechriah that the Mishnah after the chayla is eisik mitzvah. But that means we're talking about a case where going to the sukkah is not going to affect his machla. If going to the sukkah is not going to affect his machla, then he shouldn't be eisik mitzvah either, because etchul kaiyushtayim. Let him go to the sukkah and get better. Korachov, that again, that they hold like the Ran, that Eisim Mitzvah is potter even when it's Epshel Kayim Shtei. And that's how they learned the Gemara. That the Gemara is not pattering Mas Mistar, because Mistar has to be Machmas HaSukkah, and here he's not, it's not Machmas HaSukkah, because he could get better in the sukkah too. Must be that the Pur is Eisim Mitzvah, and Eisim Mitzvah doesn't matter if the sukkah affects him. Because he holds like the Ran, Eisim Melech HaShemayim is potter min HaMitzvah. From these two sides, both from the fact that they passed him from davening, where's the Yetzel Kaim staying in my davening? Number two, from the fact they saw an Agamara, from the fact that Gemara passed him from Sukkah, they saw an Agamara that he has the din of Isaac from Mitzvah. What's the Raya? He's supposed to offer a star. Must be that the Sukkah is not Mitzvah. So then why is he an Isaac from Mitzvah? So from both sides, from Beta Zaitan, you see that they hold, like the Ran, that the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah is even when it's the Epshul Kaim Shem. So he said, the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah is even when it's Epshul Kaim Shem. But then I was still bothered, Dain Yesh Lusha. Because Tysus asked on the Ran, how could it be that Isaac Mitzvah is only Potter, is Potter even if it's Epshul Kaim Shem? So every person who wears Talith and Tefillin should be Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs. Because he's Isaac Mitzvah. They said, oh, it's a riot, you need Eif Shel Kaim Shtei. So what did the Ram answer?
Right.
It's not called an Isaac. Rabbi is a Kaim Mitzvah when we Talis and Tefillin. But he's not Isaac. He's not doing anything. He's just sitting there in Talis and Tefillin. So the Chayla, the same thing like Chayla. Even if the Chayla is doing a mitzvah of getting better, but he's just sitting there. He's just lying there in bed, getting better. How is he, even if he's doing a mitzvah, but the chayla, he's doing a mitzvah like a guy who's wearing talis and tefillin is doing a mitzvah. He's not doing anything active, not Isaac for gufay. So how is he an Isaac for mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah? If a chayla is an Isaac for mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah, then a guy wearing talis and tefillin should be an Isaac for mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah. And that nobody thinks. So maybe if the sukkah made him worse, he'll say the sukkah made him worse. Maybe we'll say like Tysus, maybe the whole like Tysus, Isaac for mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah only when it's the Yeshua Kaim Shtayim. And the sukkah is the Yeshua Kaim Shtayim. That's the chilk in talis and tefillin. But since we were just mechiyach, if the sukkah not making him worse, then he would be mitzvah, not Isaac for mitzvah. The sukkah not making him worse, and why is he potter like the Ran? Because Isaac mitzvah is potter even if it's Epshel Kaim Shtayim. Yeah, but according to the Ran, but at least you have to be Isaac for gufa, you have to do something. Well, just sitting there in Talis and Tefillin doesn't make you an Isaac for Mitzvah. So why does lying in bed getting better make you into an Isaac for Mitzvah?
Is it any bigger of a chiddush than by chassan who's sitting there just thinking about it, and we still say he's considered osu b'machas shemayim, even though he's not doing anything actively? Meaning that this case is more like chassan than like talis tefillin?
Well, that's a good point. Maybe the p'tur of a chassan, maybe the p'tur of a chayla, not because he's doing, getting better. That's like talis tefillin, he's lying there getting better. Maybe the Isaac mitzvah of the chayla is that he's stirred in the machshava of getting better. That a guy who talis tefillin doesn't have. The chayla is stirred in the machshava of getting better. Right, everybody comes to visit him, that's all he talks about. This hurts, that hurts. He's stirred in the machshava of getting better. So we may look, that's called Isaac mitzvah, who's puffed up in a mitzvah.
You gonna go with the headache?
Yeah, Mar says Chash. I know what that was the Madrega Chash. Probably not a Mitzvah Be'Almut. He called Isaac Mitzvah. Probably not a Mitzvah Be'Almut. But Chash Be'Enu, Chash Be'Roish, he has a migraine. Anyway, it's him. That's not my fault. Let him say he's Isaac Mitzvah. So if he has a, you know, he has a runny nose, I don't think he's Isaac Mitzvah to get better. But he must be another Chayla. They're getting better as a Mitzvah. Doesn't the Chayla? They're not a Chayla Sheish Be'Sakon. Chayla even Sheish Be'Sakon. You know, it's Madregas. There's Chayla Chayla Sheish Be'Sakon. There's Chayla Sheish Be'Sakon. And then there's Mechash Be'Almut. The Shabbos. Mech Shvam and Mishtam, you have a thing. That doesn't make him into a Chayla even Hilchot Shabbos. Then you have a Chayla who's a Chayla. He's not from the Mishkav, he's a Chayla. But not a Chayla Sheish B'Sakona. So that's the thing where it says, he's a Chayla, not a Chayla Sheish B'Sakona. But he's a Chayla. A Chayla has a Mitzvah to get better. And he's taught in the Machshav of getting better. So Meili's Potter min HaSukkah. Ah, you'll ask me, even if he's taught in the Machshav of getting better, but why is that a steer to Sukkah? Sukkah doesn't need Kavanah. Meili Chosin is Potter from Kriyash Mekah, because Kriyash needs Kavanah. So you're Isaac in the Machshava of Chosin, you're part of the Machshava of Kriyashma, the Kavanah of Kriyashma. But they said in the Sukkah doesn't need any Kavanah. So why should the Machshavas HaMitzvah of getting better after him from Yeshiva Sukkah doesn't need any Kavanah at all? The answer is, the Ram Shitosoi, that you don't need it, that it doesn't matter if it's actually Kayim Shtay. If you hold, this is anyone we spoke to, if you hold, by Chosin, according to, if you hold this Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah only when it's actually Kayim Shtay. So tear this machshava only partners from mitzvahs that need machshava, they need kavana, because it's eif shel kayim shtayim. But a chosin will be chayim in sukkah l'mashal, because it's the Rashi is mashma that way. Chosin is potter from kriyashma because kriyashma needs kavana. But if you hold that Isaac mitzvah is potter even when it's eif shel kayim shtayim, then a chosin is potter from all mitzvahs, like the Rambam says. The Rambam says a chosin is potter mikol mitzvahs, umi kriyashma, because I mitzvahs don't necessarily need kavana. Yeah, but so he's told him. So we anyway were mechiyach in the Gaonim. This may be another hechlokah to the Gaonim. You're anyway mechiyach in the Gaonim that they hold like the Ram, that you don't need the actual calculator, that it's enough. It doesn't matter if it's actual kayim shtayim. So then it's taka very good. It's taka different than talis tefillin. He's started the machshava of getting better, and that part is from sitting in the sukkah.
What about the Rashi by Chalchidroch?
Yeah, we had this one by Rashi. Right? We had the steer in Rashi. Rashi holds that you need actual kayim shtayim and chopeim and aleph, and yet by Chalchidroch, Rashi says that through the Medoya game and the part is from the Shiva sukkah. So I think that Rashi we said that there it's also it's Yeshua Kayim Shtayim. Because Rashi means that if every night they're going to have to look for a sukkah on their way, not just sitting in the sukkah, but they have to find the sukkah, that'll take away, it's not going to delay them on the road, but it'll take away from their, every night they're going to spend time looking for a sukkah, they're going to take away from their Tzidus HaMachshava. But over here he has a sukkah, he doesn't have to look for a sukkah, he has a sukkah, not a Hechidrocha. He has a sukkah, so what's the yeshu kai you're saying? Teretz is no, he holds like the Ran. Which we anyway were mechiyach. This is like a third hekocha. That the Ran, that these going to hold like the Ran, that you don't need it yet, that you don't need yeshu kai you're saying. So you have three hekochas. Hekocha number one, from the fact they patterned from davening, the pattern of the chayla from davening. Why can't the chayla daven in bed? It's yeshu kai you're saying. Teretz is, it must be like the Ran. Hekocha number two, from the fact they saw in Agamor that a chayla is potter, so he commits to. What do you mean? Capably that he's a mistar. Must be that he's not a mistar. Why is he not a mistar? Because the mistar has to be machmas sukkah, and here he's not. This is tentative, actually, provisional, but assuming well. Then the mistar has to be machmas sukkah, and the sukkah here doesn't make him any worse. So why is he leisik mitzvah? Because leisik mitzvah doesn't matter if the sukkah makes him worse, because you don't need epshul kaim. It doesn't matter that it's epshul kaim shtein. And hachokah number three, it's still shver in the goyim, because. What do you mean the chayla is leisik mitzvah? But it's like talis and tefillin. He's just lying in bed getting better. It should be like gorev mitzvah. It shouldn't be any better than talis and tefillin. Teretz must be like you're saying, like Yitzchak was saying, like the tirdus and machshava papers. So you don't have a talis and tefillin. The tefillin needs, well, whatever. Can't even see if that's in tefillin. You have to know. But that's anyway a side cash. But a kapanim here, he has the tirdus and machshava papers. But if it's a tirdus and machshava, but sukkah doesn't need kavanah, so why is that a tefillin from sukkah? A kochach again, a third hechacha, that the goyim hold that it doesn't matter that it's epshul kaim shtein.
What's
really
the
tirdus
machshava? So why can we just come out of bed and feel mitzvah kavana? Meaning, when you say the shushvinim are
kochach mitzvah. I don't think mitzvah shtichas kavana is the kind of kavana that's a steer to tirdus machshava.
Mitzvah shtichas what?
Tefillah and
tefillin. Oh, you mean since it's tirdus machshava? So then, then we could explain why he's potter from davening. Maybe it is the yeshul kaim shtein. You're right. Once we'll say it's tirdus machshava, maybe it is the yeshul kaim shtein.
You're right.
You have a good point. That once now that we're saying that the eisek hamitzvah v'chayla is the tirdus machshava, then we lose the first raya. The other two rayas are still good, but we lose the first raya. The first raya that they hold like they're wrong was from the fact that. Why can't the chayla daven in bed? It's epshul kaim shtein. And he says, no, it is. It's no, it's epshul kaim shtein. Because kavanas atfila is a steer to his tirdus hamachshava of thinking about how to get better. You know, it should be nice and libay at least bachi b'dover how to get better. So yeah, that raya will fall off now.
No, I'm saying not even bed at the mitzvah, just the fact that he can't go on a period. I don't know
if he can have kavanah. Clearly, he can yashav b'ayit and have kavanah. But then it's like a chosim. Or like any other tier descendants.
Could
you call him Yashu Das? Chasim could also be Yashu Das, not because Isaac Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah. That's called the Yashu Kaim Shtein. There's another problem in the Gainim, which is how do they read the Gemara? After we talked about all this outside, how do they read the Gemara? Rabbi said, Mitzvah part of the Sukkah. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? The Mishnah says chayla in mistar loy. Right? It's chayla who mishamshuf mistar who v'loy mishamshuf. So pashim shat mi umar. The Gemara is asking that a chayla is a mistar, and he's a very mistar. He's like a super mistar. So if mistar is potem in a sukkah, so why the Mishnah say chayla, which is a super mistar, should have just said a regular mistar is potem in a sukkah? The field of the item lechayit mukhuch that a chayla is not a mistar, because if a chayla was a mistar, then we don't write to the dinavosik mitzvah. So they must hold that a chayla is not a mistar. Maybe like we're saying, because the sukkah is not going to make him any worse. So if a chayla is not a mistar, then what's the Gemara's kasha? When you chayla is a mistar, Lord. No, chayla is potter even though he's not mistar, and a mistar is potter because he is mistar. How do we do the Gemara? If this is what I want you to think about. Just a chayla out there. How do they read this piece of the word? Okay, I think we're going to stop over here. Okay, so tomorrow we'll think about this, talk about this kasha, how do they read this Gemara, and then I want to talk about the Turim Mistar itself, Zichud HaGishto, whatever, the Turim Mistar, a little bit. I mean, we talked about it a lot, but we already covered Mistar. Just a little bit about this Gemara, about Sichud HaGishto.
And Boki and Lemigna Bekilo, just the local issues of these particular cases. The general din of Mistar, we already spent a lot of time. And then the Sugya of Goran, the Sugya of Achilas Arai, there's a little Balamor in Mechamas, might as well see it. Here already, might as well see it. I guess might as well see the Balamor in Mechamas and the Rosh. This is very Negele. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the Sugya, but this is a practical Sugya. What do you have to eat in the Sukkah? So you should see the Rosh, the Balamor, and the Ramban. And then we'll go on, right? Then next week we'll go on. But the fill-in, and then what's not much better, but whatever, as much as we can, as much as we can get.
You say there's a chassar in the Yeshiva. Is one still in the Kayim of the Mitzvah if they still choose to live in the Mitzvah?